Hello, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris. This is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben. How are you?
Good, good. I was wondering if I could steal your time for a minute.
Yeah, what's up?
Cool. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm good. I'm good, thanks.
So I wanted to talk to you, really kind of tell you some things that I've done so far. I'm sure you guys are seeing some wires from us, some money coming in. So that's always a good thing. It's always fun to get just, hey, some more money. So I want to tell you guys about some progress I've made and just kind of give you the skinny on what I've been able to do with vendors so far. So since the show, I think it's kind of funny. A lot of the vendors that I partnered with at the show, there was really no like huge connection there. You know, it wasn't like, oh, great, I'm so excited. It was, hey, give me your card. But that has led to some, it's led to some awesome opportunities. One of the wires you saw, I think, was for quite a few grand. We did a deal for, there's a Korean, they're a Korean company. They cater to mainly, I think, Korean customers in LA. They're called Trust One Equipment.
Trust One, sure, yeah.
And I think these guys, I mean, I worked my ass off for them, their customer. Part of my language is just how I'm kind of rough around the edges, we did a great job for them. We've done like 3 or 4 deals for them now. They've been really happy with us. So basically, I just want to tell you kind of what I've done and where I think I can help ultimately the dealers, or I would say the equipment dealers in the group, make more money and also, you know, lead to more successful Excel. So the first thing I've noticed is there's a lot of lack of education about leasing.
I would agree.
Yeah, so a lot of what we do is actually most of our deals aren't leases, they're loans, but there is a real just lack of education of how does this product work, how do I benefit my business, and actually kind of what pricing is. For example, one of the dealers contacted me and they said, hey, the customer, you guys also use First Lease, correct?
Correct.
So I have nothing bad to say about First Lease, I actually know who they are, but this... they're a pretty conservative lending institution, and they had actually had a startup of all things approved, and the customer was basically beating up the vendor and saying, hey, look, I need a better price, I need a better interest rate. And the vendor said, hey, can you help me out? And I said, hey, if First Lease has these people approved, don't throw someone else into the mix. Just have them take their offer from First Lease. No one's going to rescue this on a white horse. But I think there's kind of not a lot of education about leasing. On the flip side, I think because there's not a lot of education, there's a lot of lost opportunities. So we've recently just done a deal just for Trust One. We've done a $30,000 deal. We've done a $94,000 deal. We just got another referral for them and did we just funded it, so you guys will get, once we get our stuff wrapped up, you'll get a check from us. That was for a $32,000 deal. We're just waiting on delivery. Trust One's an interesting animal, and that for guys that don't know a lot of leasing, there's been a huge opportunity. And I think before they probably just couldn't do much with this type of customers. So what that kind of leads me to think is, I think that some of the group, and I'm not trying to throw accusations here, but I think some of the group has been very, there's been a lot of bad stories with leasing. So there's a lot of people that I think are kind of opposed to it. And I think if we can just, and I'm kind of, the dealers can go on the forums, right? And they can go on these boards and post about us, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So if I gave you and maybe the question I'd ask you is, there's about 100 dealers in the group. Is that correct?
Over. There's about 120.
120. Now, does every sale go through Excel or only specific equipment if it's related to a vendor member? Or is every sale an Excel sale?
No, not every sale. The vendors that are in the portfolio go through Excel. So as an example, Champion, which is one of our dish machines, that goes through Excel. However, if the dealer sells Hobart, that does not go through Excel.
Okay, gotcha.
They can still sell it, but the reality is they're not a participating vendor.
Okay, gotcha. Let me kind of give you an idea where I think the relationship can grow and what's possible here, and I'm going to kind of shoot for the stars.
Okay.
I foresee Trust One being a lifelong vendor. I think they know we work hard in their clients, but I think that the rule that I kind of use is this. In any type of buying group, there's half the people that just will not be receptive to you or will not be a good match for you. That is my general experience, that you can't please, you know, jack of all trades, master of none. You can't please everyone. But I think that of these 50 other dealers, I could easily do at least 1 to 2 deals for a good vendor, for a bad vendor, I'm saying, just a low volume vendor. And I don't mean bad in that way, just low volume. And potentially 4, 5, 6 for good vendors. And so when you really look at those numbers, say an average of 3 to 4, I think there's a potential to get 200 deals here a month funded. And the kind of cool thing about us is, just to share with you, when I go into a sale with a customer, I don't get paid unless your customer signs. So there is no compensation from Ruben. If the customer doesn't sign on the dotted line and the customer doesn't receive their payment, I'm working for free, which I'm fine to do. But because of that, I know how to present terms that the customer is going to sign off on. As an FYI, our closing ratio is very, very high. For customers that apply, our approval ratio is about 90-92%. And of the 90-92% that we get approved, we're not closing all of them. But, you know, my data, it's specific on each vendor, but there's about, it usually hovers around between 75-85%. So the vast majority of people that are applying are closing. So the way that I kind of see it is, if we're getting 200 applications a month from vendors and the vast majority are closing, let's say 150, 170, and the average deal size is 30, 50 grand, you're talking about a lot of money flowing through Excel. You're not talking about thousands. You're talking, and I've done this for other equipment people, but if you talk about 150 deals a month, and you talk about, let's just say, the average deal size that I'm seeing, it's pretty high. I'd say a good estimate would be 30, 40 grand. So just to go on the low end, 30 grand, you're talking about, 4.5 million in sales. So when you talk about a 3% referral fee, you're talking about 135 grand a month. Now, is that number, is that me shooting for the stars? Yes, it's me going crazy and throwing kind of a ring out there. But at the same time, Trust One has shown me that Trust One is not a, it's a great guy. I love work. You work with Richard over there?
Yeah, I do. I know of him, yes.
Yeah. Richard Kim. Yeah, so it's just a company where a guy says, hey, look, I want someone to talk to who can do my financing and take care of things for me. By the way, these vendors, they like to text me on my cell phone. That's fine. I'm always available to help them. It's not a 9-to-5 job. So I think one thing that I'd kind of want to go to you is, and I'm looking for advice, is how do we take this number from right now averaging maybe 2, 3, 4 deals a month, and how do we really progress it to a level of, hundreds? Because I think the potential is there. And
I got a 12:45 meeting in about 10 minutes. I want to make sure I don't shortchange you on any time. So I think, to that point, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's education, because people assume that leasing is leasing, and you're offering a little different product than just lease. You're offering a time payment system, a loan, that just happens to be tied to a very specific piece of equipment.
Correct.
So the question is, how do you touch the people more regularly than just
calling? Hey, yeah, this is me calling them. Correct. Me calling, yeah. You're going to... That's the million-dollar question.
So, have you ever thought about doing a webinar?
I've done one before.
Okay, where we could actually have people sign up for it, promote the, we advertise it, promote it, and I think that might be the start, because you can, through, depending on what service you use for webinars, can actually capture who signed up, and you can actually follow up with them. So now it goes from a cold lead to a relatively warm lead.
Okay. Yeah, and like I can do a group of 10 or 20. So you're saying anyone can sign up. They can say, hey, look, I'm doing this at 10, and any dealer member can sign into this.
Yeah, so what we do is, exactly. So what we do, and you can do it a couple different ways. You can do it by region. Although I think realistically, I'd probably just open up to all memberships. Choose a time that makes sense. But we can advertise as, look, you want to learn about how to improve your margins, how to sell leasing, very simple, 15, 20, 30 minute, whatever the amount of time you need is, focusing on, look, this is all I do. This is what I do. Give some examples of some winning, you know, sales that you've had, and say, look, this, all I want you to do is when somebody comes in and says, I'm going to look at something somewhere else because I don't have the monies to pay for the product that you're trying to sell me, I'm going to look for a lower cost. Boom. Here's how we can do it.
Okay.
Okay.
So a webinar is, and I just wanted to share with you, it's starting to spool up. I think, look, if it stayed at this level, I'd still be happy. It's, you know, we're getting a lot of deals done, but I think one of the things
that
I'm noticing
through this,
what?
Let's train people. Let's accelerate through this. You know, I mean, you've got some wind behind you, but let's capitalize on that and share the knowledge. Now, the other thing I would recommend too is, on the bulletin board, I'd recommend that, you know,
Can I go on? Oh, he can. I can't go on, correct?
Exactly. So, now, here's what you could do, is you could send me an email. I could post it on that for you because that's behind the member side. So not the vendor side, but it's behind the member side. And I can post it for you if you just do some quick bullet points. You know, these are the ones I've closed. You know, here was the barrier, here's my solution, and I can post that for you and say, guys, if you're not looking at leasing, you are leaving money on the table.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. I'm going to let you go. And what I'll do is I'll kind of take my time, and I won't be a bull in the china shop. I'll kind of go through this and figure out a way that I think we can have everyone be on the same page. But yeah, I just wanted to share with you, I'm starting to find some success with these companies, and yeah. I think people are pretty happy. Can I ask you a pretty loaded question, and you don't have to answer it?
Yeah.
I'm a very, very competitive person. Not the kind of person to take, you know, I don't believe in customers deal shopping to 20 leasing companies are bad, but how do we compare in terms of volume to like LeaseStation? Are you willing to, can you share that with me or no?
Unfortunately, I can't. We don't share sales numbers of competitors inside the group, but I will tell you this, you probably have a more aggressive approach to programs than anyone else in the space. And quite frankly, even some of our vendors. So I that kind of speaks volumes. While I can't give you specific numbers, I can tell you that everyone else is very passive, and you strike me as a person that's very aggressive.
I'm an insane person. I've built my book of business by going after it. This is sales to me, and it's also sales not lying. It's a valuable product, but I'm not here to sit back and relax. I appreciate you sharing that with me. Okay.
Yeah. Give some thoughts to the webinar. If you need help with the webinar, we do those regularly. And Catherine in our office can help you with getting a source that can track.
What's her phone number, or do I just call and ask for her?
So I'll give you her direct dial number. It's 303-586-9455.
Okay.
And just say you and I talked, and you need to get a hold of the company that does our webinars, and she'll give you the contact information. That way you can go through them and say, okay, tell me what services you provide. You can find out what costs are. You can find out if this is the right vehicle for you. But we can promote that if you choose to go down that road to all our members on our dailies and email blasts. So we can actually create some groundswell along with the bulletin board to drive people to this GoToMeeting. The one thing is keep it short. You know, anything more than probably 30 minutes is a kiss of death.
Probably 5 minutes. 20 minutes.
Yeah. So this may not be the right vehicle for you if you only want 5 minutes. You might want a 10 or 15 minutes.
Being facetious. I'm not going to keep these people on the line forever. I gotcha. I appreciate the advice. Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. Sir, I appreciate letting me keep my meeting at 12:45. So if there's anything else, please, by all means, reach out to me. But Catherine will be a good resource for you to at least get you thinking about if you want to go down that road.
Cool. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Thanks, son. Bye-bye.